Serious question. Will Johnny Trueblood ever have to pay for a drink ever again in the state of Nebraska? Like, he feels like one of those just like a cult hero now moving forward. I mean, he took Chicago by storm, man. What a cool story. I mean, again, I'm biased because I've known the kid for 10 years. My brother was his high school coach. But what a story. I mean, for him to basically not play meaningful minutes for not one, not two, not three, but 4 years, and then get thrusted into, you know, postseason basketball, an intense senior day game, and for him to rise to the occasion is just, it's incredible. And, you know, I tweeted some stuff about him. I think people are like, oh, Bob, you think Johnny Trueblood would have saved? I'm not insinuating that playing Johnny Trueblood would have, like, Nebraska right now would be a four seed and poised to go to the, no, I'm not necessarily suggesting that. But what I am suggesting, it is a little perplexing when you think about all the bench issues, all of the lack of bench production that was prevalent throughout the entire year, that you never even gave the guy a chance. Because at the end of the day, yeah, sure, did Palmer get it rolling and Watson get it rolling? Yes. Was Roby still playing? Yes. But the only tangible difference between what Nebraska had on the floor in these past four games compared to the previous 20-some is Johnny. Like, he made a big difference. And sure, you look at his stat line and go, okay, he had 2 points and he had four rebounds and three assists. Like, you go, he didn't do much, man. That guy makes a huge impact. He's smart. He's really good off the ball defensively. He understands how to rotate. He gets guys in the right spots. He can quarterback the D offensively. He gets the ball moving. You know what? One of the most underrated things. I had an assistant coach, Mike Maker, who was an assistant at West Virginia, was an assistant my senior year at Creighton. He one time told me at the end of an individual workout, he goes, Nick, you know what the most underrated thing a player can possess? And I was like, what? He goes, knowing who they are. He goes, and I'm talking really knowing who they are. And I remember I was sitting there, I was in the old gym, drenched in sweat, and I was just like, huh. Because think about how much trouble certain players get into because they don't know who the hell they are. They think they're the scorer. You're not the scorer. They think they're the you know, the passer, the distributor. They're the lead. You're not. Like, so they get themselves in situations they're not equipped to handle. They pout when things may not go the way they think because they don't know who they are. Johnny Trueblood knows exactly who he is. He knew. You ever know, there were times that ball was in and out of his hands in 0.1 second. Swing it to James. Throw it into Roby. Cut. But then there was a few times where it was catch, rip, go, finish. Catch, shoot. Catch, hold it, let someone clear, find Roby. Like, all that guy stems from knowing who you are. And he knows who he is. And I really think there's something to that. Know your shortcomings, know your strengths, and play then accordingly. I always really tried to pride myself on that when I play. Like, I knew, listen, am I going to be Kawhi Leonard on the ball defensively? No. So you know what I knew? My man can't catch the ball. He can't score on me if he doesn't catch the ball. So I knew in moments where I didn't have help responsibilities, don't let my guy catch the ball. So many guys, you ever watch a game and go, what is he doing? What was that shot? You know, like, just not talking about just Nebraska, any team. You're like, what is, oh man, really? That shot? Or what are you doing? So much of it is guys don't know who they are. Or they know who they are and they don't accept who they are. When you start fighting your role or fighting who you really are, that's a problem. Johnny knows who he is. And he made a huge impact. Huge. Grabbing offensive rebounds, being in the right spot defensively. I mean, just crazy. grab a punch it through. Come on, phones. There we go. What's up, Jay? Appreciate you calling. Go ahead.
Nick, how are you, buddy? I wanted to reach out because it reminds me a lot of about three or about five, 6 years ago, a coach now you had on not too long ago, but Drake Baranek, guy knew exactly what his role was.
Yep, he did.
He had heart. He had effort. The difference was he had a chance to get on the court a lot more and show that. And I think that's one thing that the Huskers were lacking this year was everybody, and I don't mean this to sound rude, but everybody had to get theirs. Mm-hmm. When those guys get on the court, they knew exactly, they didn't have it, nothing to do with me getting anything but getting them the ball so they could put it in the hole. And I think it would have been a big help if he went to that a lot earlier in the year.
Totally agree, Jay. You're spot on, my man. I appreciate the phone call. Totally agree. And there's something, too, having guys on the floor that not that they're afraid to shoot, but they don't care if they ever shoot. You know what I'm saying? Like, Johnny is not afraid to shoot, but he doesn't care if he never takes a shot.
And that matters on a basketball floor. If
yes.
you have that guy on the floor that's willing to make that extra pass, oh.
You, when you have a guy that gets that, like, Johnny Trueblood right now gets equally excited about getting an offensive rebound or rotating on defense as he does making a reverse layup or banging a three. He gets equally as excited. And that matters, especially when, you know, Coach Altman used to always give us a line when he tried to get guys excited to do other things, where he'd be like, listen, I got a long line of guys that want to take shots. You know, I don't have anybody in the line of wanting to take charges, set screens, cut hard, talk on deep. I need guys to start filling up that line. They got Roby and Palmer and Watson. They got, like, I mean, Thomas Allen, we said, they got guys that, now, are they a great offensive team? No, but they got plenty. I mean, as we saw, Palmer and Watson can score. Roby can score. What they've needed is intelligence and playing hard and doing the little things. Like, Alex tweets at me and says, between both major Division I programs this week, Johnny is the only player I saw cut hard off the ball every play. Every other player is jogging. Yeah, I mean, that stuff matters, dude. It matters. Because, I mean, it also made, I don't think it's any coincidence that it was the best James Palmer and Glenn Watson have looked in a while. And so, like, because I think they knew that they had a guy on the floor that was going to get them the ball. There wasn't going to be any, like, they didn't have to, like, I thought Johnny, of certain players, they're usually shooters. But certain players have, I call them bacon players. You know how bacon, there's a whole saying, bacon makes everything better. Like, you put bacon on anything, it's better, right? There are certain players that you just put them on the floor, they make everybody better. Johnny's one of those dudes, man. He's one of those dudes. 402-951-1620. All right, hey, Verz, 1 hour from now. But coming up next, Mike Schaefer, Huskers 24/7 Sports. Lots to talk about with my guy Schaefer. We'll do it next.